Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Now, here's our number, 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. I want you to call up if you want to win the iPad. And we have an iPad that we're going to give away every morning. So we have five. Who knows? We may do more, you know, depending upon whether or not we want to spend the money. But we're giving away an iPad a morning. And right now you can see behind me, I have the Boston Marathon, which is, it's kind of a cool, that's a cool look, you know, don't you think? What am I doing here? Oh, I see. There you go. The Boston Marathon, 118 years. And last year, you remember what happened. I mean, nobody needs to be reminded of that, right? Not at all, thank you. And it was a fucked up piece of shit, I'll tell you that. It was a terrible thing that happened last year. So the people have turned out in Boston and they're rock and roll here. They are loving life. They're living large. Okay, hold on, man. I'll line up some of these calls here. 855-500-7445 for the iPad. I know it's early. I know that you guys are still kind of getting your shit together. But as I said, it's been a... All right, hold the line, please. Hi, hold the line, please. But from last year to this year, and everybody, you know, doing their thing, and everyone excited about the marathon this year. And I'm watching this on a stream. I don't know where this is originating. Well, I guess it's obviously it's originating from Boston, but I don't know who's sponsoring it. You can see they do have some sponsors here. This is one of the commercial messages. Our number is 855-500-7445 for a iPad. And tomorrow we'll give away one Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we'll play it by ear. And I think Bubba, you, fantastic. See what Bubba's doing? He's giving away $1,000. That was original. I'm not saying it's Bubba the. I ain't saying anything other than. I'm not saying anything. I think Bubba's giving away. He's giving away $1,000, and that was originally my idea. But then we thought, you know what? An iPad is a lot cooler. I think. We have a line open here, so we'll wait for you BSPs to get your shit together and fill that line, 855-500-7445, and then we will take a call and proceed with this morning's iPad giveaway. Some people are asking me, what kind of fucking iPad is it, Phil? It's an iPad, man. Don't worry about it. You know, it's a good one. It's the it's whatever it is. It's the most recent one. And, you know, one of the things is you got to get the thing upgraded, don't you? I think you have to get it, whatever you want to put on it, you put on it. So you're looking here at our, this is a live stream, Universal Sports, NBC Universal Sports. Now, all of a sudden, the screen is freezed here. I don't know whether that's their fucking problem or it's our problem. It's our problem. Probably going to have to reboot that. In fact, I know I'm going to have to reboot that. Right? There we go. All right, so 855-500-7445. We got some people hanging on the lines here, so I'll get to the calls, but... a reminder that we're giving away an iPad this morning, and now what am I looking at here, man? Is this the goddamn race, or am I just having a look at fucking commercials? Okay. Here we go, and good luck to all of you from all of me. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, brother?
Great. How you doing, Phil?
And who am I talking to? What's your username? That's the thing I want to ask you guys. What is the username you've got?
My username is Bort, B-O-R-T.
Bort. All right, cool. All right, Bort. Where do you live, by the way?
I am in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Beautiful, man. All right, here is your question this morning, Bort, for the iPad. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton This is a three-part answer.
Okay.
I want to know where they're from, where they live. I want to know what political party they are a part of. And I want to know what the name of the restaurant is that they hang out at.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I believe they are in North Carolina.
Wrong.
Wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, great start. All right.
That's all right, man. It's okay. It's early, and there's four more. Okay, dude?
Awesome.
Thanks for being with me, though. I appreciate that very much. All right, let's see who else we have here. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, and what's your username?
Sam Pinto.
Sam Pinto?
Yeah, P-I-N-T-O.
Cool. Oh, cool. That isn't because you have spots on your dick or anything.
No,
like that.
No, okay. Nothing like that.
Do you remember that character from Animal House? They called him Pinto.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I used to have a Ford Maverick, and that always gave me a little trouble when they gave my credit card.
Oh,
gas
dude.
Station.
Ford Maverick. Yeah, that was like. Was that the one that blew up?
Yeah. No, the Pinto.
The Pinto blew up. Yeah. Okay, Pinto, dude. Ron Tarner. He doesn't like Stephen Hawking.
Right.
There's two reasons, and I'd like you to give me both reasons.
Well, let's see. One is he's always getting the women.
True. That's good.
That's a good one. Yeah. The second reason, oh, shit, I can't think of it. Sorry.
Well, you can think about it a little bit here.
Yeah.
The reason why we had to blow the other guy off the line is because he, right off the bat, he fucked up a little bit there. But
Bort. The women.
By the way, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Monterey, California.
Cool.
Yeah, let me think here.
And there's one other reason why he's got a hard-on for Stephen Hawking.
God dang it. This is what happens when you turn 60.
No problem, man. I believe me, I know it. But you know one thing you don't have to worry about when you turn 60, because there are pills for it. Your dick. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay. See ya.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
See you later. So there you have. I was going to actually give that guy more time. Wait, hold on here. Hi. Hold on, please. Hello there. Hold on, please. Let's go over here to line number four. Good morning.
Morning.
And what's your username?
Chiron Loki.
What is it?
Chiron Loki.
Chiron Loki. What does that mean?
It's a mix of two different nicknames, one being a Norse Viking god of mischief.
A Norse Viking god of mischief, okay. Meaning you crank a lot of radio shows and
no,
do all kinds of shit? All right.
No.
Number three. Here we go.
Yeah.
The spring opening that they just had at the Western Estates Homeowners Association event, that was last weekend, the spring opening. What is the purpose of that? What do they do at the spring opening?
Sadly, I have no damn clue. I've been sitting here listening going, I'm not winning today at all.
Well, dude, there's, like I said, there's four more days in the week, so I appreciate it, though. Loki?
Yep.
All right, dude. Bye.
Yep, take it easy.
Loki, man. Sounds like something that would come out of the back of your nose and through. Well, anyway. All right, let's take a person here. Hold on, please. Thanks for calling. Let's go to this caller here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Good, thanks.
Here is our next question. What is your username?
Bolt Boy.
Bolt Boy. Bolt Boy, this may be the easiest one of all the questions. I don't know. Here it is. Larry Grover's mother has a nickname for him. What is it?
Oh, Larry Grover. I should know this.
Yeah, because it's...
Wow. Okay, let me think for a second.
No problem. There's not any real time limit on these, but they do tend to be.
Dang it.
Yeah, Larry Grover's mother is always getting on the extension, and he flips out when she finally says this to him.
Oh, man.
You know, she's like, this is the last straw, generally. She slips it in on him. Want to take a shot, man?
I'm going to try, Groverhead.
No. Grover.
I'll give it a shot.
That ain't bad. Yeah. All right, dude.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you later on. Okay, guys.
In running. And Ethiopia has been gaining in the last year or two.
Why did we fucking move through that?
In terms of world marathons and world rankings, they've been adding more and more people.
I'm going to do here. I'm going to get some calls lined up here. Hey, good morning. Hang on. And we have to go back to the... We got to get a few more questions now for this fucker, man. So hang on. Give us 60 seconds and we'll be back with... we'll be back with a few more questions, okay? You're looking at the Boston Marathon here on Phil TV. And that is the lead female runner, obviously. And the marathon just underway here in Boston. Back to our crack staff here. We got another phone call up on the line here this morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Phil.
Hey, and how you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic.
Great, brother. What is your username?
It is Mumblex Grumps.
Oh, I know you, man.
Excuse me.
Yeah. You're a long-standing guy. Where are you calling from, man?
Tacoma, Washington.
Beautiful. All right, dude. You probably had answers for all of these, didn't you?
I did. This will be the one I don't.
Huh?
Anyway.
Well, let's see.
Hit me, baby.
Let's see. This is one that Brass Villanueva has complained frequently on our show about something having been beaten out of him. What is that?
Oh, God. All I can say is to beat the Mexican out of him.
That's pretty much the correct answer. Beat the Hispanic culture out of him.
That's right.
That's
him
right.
And Los Marlos.
That's right, yeah. So guess what? And people will think that this was rigged because, oh, the last call, yeah. Phil, and you threw him a softball. I don't think that was a softball.
No, honest to God, yeah.
Beat the Mexican out of him. Beat the Hispanic. The Yankee culture, the gringo culture has beaten all of the Hispanic out of him. Give me an example of how that got done. Like, for instance, not how it got done, but the result of it was.
Oh, man, after the police got done whapping him a few times, he was out there buying mayonnaise and.
Right. He didn't know good Mexican restaurant. He thinks the best restaurant
is
Taco Bell. All right.
That's right, yeah.
So what we're going to do, man, is contact you because we have your username. That means we have your address. We have everything that we need. I want you to write. I want to write down how you spell your username, if you don't mind, dude.
And by, absolutely.
And what is your well, maybe I shouldn't ask you what your actual name is. That we'll keep that. But how do you spell?
Oh, baby, I have no secrets.
No, but we need to make sure that somebody that doesn't claim to be you. What? How do you spell it?
Mumblix.
Okay.
Grumph.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Mumblex Grumph.
Absolutely.
All right, dude, and the best of luck to you, man, up there in Tacoma. You are the first winner of our iPad this week. I couldn't think
woo-hoo,
of it.
Look at me.
And that'll be getting up to you probably, I don't know, however long it takes them to ship. I mean, we generally do a 3 to 5 day shipping. So
oh, hell, that's fine. I'm not going anywhere.
There you go, man. Okay. What do you do for a living, by the way?
Not much.
All right, so in other words, you are you're living at home on disability.
Not quite. I'm just faking it. I'm a good, honest, hard working, tax paying SOB.
Okay, cool. But you just work at home. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And hey, Phil, thank you so much. I appreciate it, man.
You got it, man. Congratulations from our thing here.
All right,
dude. Bye bye. So that cat is in Tacoma, Washington. Thank you guys. We'll do it again tomorrow. What? Why is it every time I look at this broad's ugly mug, and I say ugly and I don't mean to say that? What is the story with this? Wow, this is interesting. It keeps freezing up every time they go to her. Isn't that interesting? You don't find that interesting? So we gave away a, and we do appreciate everybody calling in this morning. We gave away the iPad to Mumblex Grumph of Tacoma. That's his username. We go by usernames around here. We thank the rest of you cats for calling in, but remember, tomorrow it's going to be, we're going to be doing it again and all the way on through Friday. And I, you know, personally think this is a great way to say thank you to you guys that are Backstage Pass members, you know, because We're having our customer appreciation month next month. This is pissing me off. I want to get this goddamn thing. What happened here, man? Oh, you know what?
Your preview has ended, so I got to pay for this shit?
Sign in with CableStat provider. What do you want to bet that log in with your cable service provider for full access? Wow. Boston Marathon. Oh, cool. Time Warner. Oh, wait a minute, man. I can't log in. I'm not going to fucking... I don't have a Time Warner username or password. All right, well, fuck it. Look at this brawl. You know what? Fuck that. Let's go over to this brawl they had in Major League Baseball over the weekend. I got to see this. There was a big ass, and I mean badass, brawl. It looked like the Pittsburgh Pirates are involved in it. You guys know what I'm talking about? I think I see it here. It was the Brewers and Pirates. Brewers and Pirates over the weekend involved in some kind of a brawl. Oops, wait a minute. I'm going to put this on pause for a moment because I want to turn off music. Let's get this goddamn thing on the road here.
He swings and drives one deep to center field. Back goes McCutchen. He's at the wall. He missed it. Gomez is going to turn second and head for third. And Carlos Gomez is in with a two-out triple.
Heard the F word.
And now Gerrit Cole and Gomez having some words, and the benches are going to empty. What prompted this? As Carlos Gomez is throwing punches, and now the Pirates are retaliating. We've got a full-fledged brawl at PNC Park. The bullpens are emptying.
Gomez retreated. Somebody caught a shot in on Gomez, and he retreated. Yeah.
Well, Gerrit Cole has been escorted away by the umpire. He's going back to the mound. But Carlos Gomez, as he went into third base, was hot about something. Gerrit Cole exchanged words.
I think Cole went over there and said something to him.
I heard it, too.
With some colorful language.
Yeah.
And I believe that's kind of what got the ball rolling.
We'll watch the whole thing, guys, but I just want to roll it back from the beginning. We'll watch the entire clip. But let me just see. And listen for the F word here at the end of the play. In the meantime, of course, I got to watch this shit.
Didn't do that today. He swings and drives one deep to center field. Back goes McCutchen. He's at the wall. He missed it. Gomez is going to turn second and head for third. And Carlos Gomez is in with a two-out triple. And now Gerrit Cole and Gomez having some words, and the benches are going to empty. What prompted this? As Carlos Gomez is throwing punches, and now the Pirates are retaliating. We've got a full-fledged brawl at PNC Park. The bullpens are emptying.
Well, Gomez got clocked, and he turns and he runs over to the coaches. I mean, I don't blame him. Somebody put Gomez on his back. He turns around. And...
well, Garrett Cole has been escorted away by the umpire. He's going back to the mound. But Carlos Gomez, as he went into third base, was hot about something. Garrett Cole exchanged words.
I think Cole went over there and said something to him with some colorful language, and I believe that's kind of what got the ball rolling.
And Gomez still upset.
Now, as far as the punches being thrown, that I think came from the bench.
Russell Martin had to be held back just a moment ago. Russell is extremely upset.
I think that Gomez was going at it with somebody from the bench.
Gabby Sanchez and Clint Riddle trying to hold Russell Martin back.
Russell might have been the one that was coming off the bench after him.
Gomez still needs to be held.
Hold me.
Gomez, as he backpedals off the field, looked like he was still talking. He had to pass Garrett Cole on the way by.
I wonder what he said to him. All I heard was the F word. What the hell would he have said to him, though, that would piss the guy off so much?
Wait and see how it's all sorted out, but we assume since Gomez is going in the dugout, he's not going to play the rest of the day.
Yeah, I don't think you can throw punches and stay in a game.
No.
In baseball.
No.
You know, regardless of if you're protecting yourself or not. But here you could see this is what started it. Was Cole went over there and said something to him, and that got it going. Now... everything would have probably been okay right here, but now here goes the punches, and that's what caused everything.
Travis Snyder knocked him down. Ricky Weeks came in, and then there was a punch thrown by someone without a hat through a hard right.
Yeah,
not sure who that was.
Well, he had the whole Pirate team on him by that point.
Well, it was Brewer who had a jacket on and no hat.
He fucking got a hold of that, though.
That's what Cole was over there.
Oh, he was trotting. He was trotting.
The striking of a pose after you hit the ball.
Yeah, he was trotting.
Got Cole a little upset. You know, kind of showing up a pitcher.
Pitchers don't like that.
When it doesn't even go out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
So now there's Cole. He's saying something to him. It was right as he was getting up out of his slide. And here we go.
Yeah, see, he still had the helmet in his hand. But it was Brewer.
every pirate took a shot at the guy.
Yeah, hard to see, but somebody came in from behind and threw a blind punch. Couldn't tell who it was.
Now they'll be looking. That's who it is right there. We just saw him again.
Yeah,
they'll be looking.
Look at this. He's got every fucking guy in the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Everybody was.
Where are his teammates?
Some fines come in the mail.
So he kind of trotted, he swung and it was that, like the guy said, it was that watching, waiting to see if it'll go out. You don't run it out. You think it's going out. So you kind of do a little bit of a trot and you realize it's not going out. So you turn it on and that's an opportunity to get a guy out. I think,
you know, but that's just me.
All right, so congratulations again to Mumblix Grumpf, who is the winner of the deal, man, right? Yeah. What the fuck is going on here, man? What do we got going on here? I'm just trying to figure out. I got two. Okay. Do is like...
All right, here's what we'll do. We will just do this and be done with it. It's fantastic. All right. Good of you guys to be checking in this morning. I had a lot of fun. You know, we're kind of feel our way with that. And one of the things I want to do is start involving BSPs and stuff, which would be anybody watching the video cast. We also have our listen live and tune in. I like us bonding here. And this is a great way for people to check in. And so maybe the pre-show, we will begin to take phone calls every pre-show from our BSPs, from you guys. You can, you know, you can rip me, you can hit me, you can beat me, you can, you know what I mean? And that's a beautiful thing. All right, sports fans. So just to get you up to speed on what's been going on around here, we have this, this bothers me, and I don't know whether you guys, you know, you hear that? You can barely hear it, but there's a hum on our board. Well, we found out it's not in the board, it's in the computers. So Elaine and Ian were here this weekend, and they are going to begin a major project, which will start as soon as we begin to price the equipment, and, you know, we get a bid back. But we're going to finally digitize the studio. And it's going to be a lot, I would say, less expensive than it was going to be when we were running the radio show. We're going to completely digitize everything here, which is going to just sound fucking phenomenally way better. That will mean a brand new digital board. That will mean we're probably going to be all new computers in here. Four new computers. We obviously have our TriCaster, and we're going to get our original TriCaster back. I wish we could look at the Boston Marathon. I wish somebody was streaming that sucker, you know. I mean, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do nothing illegal, you understand, but it would be very nice. So we're going to have the studio completely digitized. And I think we're going to move the studio from the room we're in right now to our green room. And the green room will become a combination green room studio. It's a really great room. We've got a fireplace out there. We've got a big screen TV out there. And I just think it'd be a lot more fun to do the show there, because we can sort of, you know, make it like a we can have people in there do kind of a party and shit if we want to. Have in guests and this kind of shit. So that will be
also something that we'll be working on here as the days go by.
Now, as far as, let's see what else we can do here, man. Boston Marathon. What can I do? I don't know. I think it probably is something you have to log in or watch with a password or some kind of TV coverage. Boston Athletic Association. Well, WBZ. Well, see, but WBZ is not going to let us. Where's WBZ TV? You think that BZ will let us watch this thing? Watch the Boston Marathon on CBS Boston, or will that be a completely fucked up listen live? Oh, BZ is not going to carry it on the web. Well, here it is here. Oh, you're outside of New England. Your ISP, your company computer servers, are outside of New England. Oh, you. So it's free to folks in New England. All right, I understand. Far be it from me. I'm a big believer in copyright protection. All right, it's ready to rock and roll, so let's do this thing, man. Because we a little late. We a little late. I don't mean to, you know. We just a little bit late. Good morning, and welcome to our tune-in listeners, and welcome to our Listen Live listeners, and welcome to everybody. Welcome again to our BSPs. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and it is time now for our Monday show. Oh, Also, just want to mention that we gave away our very first of many computers, actually Apple iPads this morning.